Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right. And are you in a safe place where you could talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on a cell phone and we would just make this quick as possible as we can. And we appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off. But what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will probably not vote?
No, I will vote.
Okay. Is that a probably or a definite vote?
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you. And next question here. Regardless on how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
What is your age?
63.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask for your race?
White.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no idea or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay.
Okay.
Project 2025. How would you rate from 0 to 100?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay. No opinion, don't know, or never heard
nope.
of?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Republicans in Congress. From 0 to 100, no opinion, never heard of, don't know.
50.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
That's a 0.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Donald Trump.
About 80.
80?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next person, Janelle Bynum.
50.
Okay. Next person, J.D. Vance.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay. Never heard of or no opinion? Don't know.
No opinion.
Okay. Next person. Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
Maybe 70.
Okay. Mela Harris?
Mela Harris?
Yes, sir.
I'd say 50 on that one.
Okay. Joe Vitam.
Oh, boy, that's about zero.
Okay. Next question. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Would that be lean or just a normal Republican?
Probably a normal Republican.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for President Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Probably Independent Kennedy.
Okay. Cornel West, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat, Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Would that be Republican Donald Trump or lean Trump?
Republican.
Okay. Regardless on how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat, Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, someone else, or don't know?
I'm not sure on that one. That one's kind of in the air.
Okay. Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
Lori Chavez.
Next question. Even though you are not supporting Jeanine Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all? Might you support her?
Maybe a slight chance.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Okay. Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
What's the choices on that?
Choices, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, don't know.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Now, I want to read you a statement that Jeanine Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Jeanine Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Biden is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their jobs, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's families safe. Supporters of Jeanine Biden say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez the Dreamer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon's families. Chavez the Dreamer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez the Dreamer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanine Biden or Republican Lori Chavez the Dreamer?
Lori Chavez.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez the Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or none at all. Serving, this will be the first one, serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez the Dreamer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed the border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. Do you consider, is your opinion great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know, refuse?
Not at all.
Not at all. Lori Chavez the Dreamer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and immigrant police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their job to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruptions, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time. She's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Do you feel great deal? Quite a bit. Just some. Not at all, or don't know.
Just some.
Okay. Next. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez the Dreamer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certainly the upcoming election. If Trump loses, and instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez the Dreamer, who won't protect our democracy and arrogant vote by mail system. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know.
Not at all.
Next one. Chavez the Dreamer has embraced politicians lose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez the Dreamer is a vote for these dangerous programs. Do you feel great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know?
Just some.
Thank you, sir. Next one. Chavez the Dreamer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon's families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable, and their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations, repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Do you feel great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, don't know?
Just some.
Thank you, sir. Next one on the agenda, last one on the agenda. Lori Chavez the Dreamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon's women. Do you feel great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know?
Quite a bit.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Dreamer?
Chavez.
Thank you, sir. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both?
Both.
Okay. Applies respondent, applies household, or does not apply, or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
All right. Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much, and thanks again for your help, and your opinion is very important. Have a good night, sir. Thank you.
You too. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.